Now, to your health on WTOP.
When approvals for first-of-a-kind drugs climbed higher last year, they pushed the annual tally of new U.S. drugs to its highest level in 19 years. FDA drug approvals are considered a barometer of industry innovation and the government's efficiency in reviewing new therapies. Of course, the government's biggest effect on the healthcare industry is President Obama's signature domestic accomplishment, the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. We talk about the good and the bad of the ACA in 2015 with economist and Project Hope senior fellow Gail Wilensky, who advised the first President Bush on healthcare matters. She says the best thing so far is some of those without a safety net have found one.
We've had a sharp reduction in the number of uninsured, 3 full percentage points, fewer people without insurance coverage. And that's really important in the United States. The exchanges seem to work better. There's some glitches that are also being reported. But in general, the exchanges seem to function pretty well. Healthcare spending continues to be at relatively low levels. And a number of new biologics have been coming on the market.
Gail, I have a buddy who says, you guys really need to change the name. It's neither affordable for me, nor am I getting a lot of healthcare. I've got to pay $1,300 a month to try to keep my children insured. I'm sure you hear a lot of that too.
The actual premium costs are quite high. It's an expanded benefit package that is required to be provided by law. For those people who have a large subsidy, who are at or below the poverty line, they can buy an insurance plan with a very small premium. For people who do not have these large subsidies, they are facing the larger brunt of this big premium cost with some subsidy. Very few people who aren't being subsidized are buying insurance in the exchange, but they may be forced to buy a plan with a very high deductible.
Is that supposed to end at some point to where these, let's call them working families, can start to pay less somewhere down the road?
It's not clear that's going to happen. It could get worse because there's still a fair amount of instability in terms of the premium levels for the plans that are part of the exchange. It may get more stable so you don't have these large swings that the people who were in the most popular plan are then seeing 26% premium increases. They better watch out for any auto enrollment or just blindly signing up for whatever they had last year if they liked it without looking to see what the premium is. So people need to continue being quite diligent to look at what's out there, what kind of benefits they get, and what it will cost them, including how big the deductible is.
Project Hope senior fellow Gail Wilensky, who advised the first President Bush on health care matters. She has one last word of warning about the Affordable Care Act in 2016. The penalties are rising this year, doubling for a lot of people if you try to avoid buying insurance.